team, you know, with you guys trying to fight for a playoff spot this late in the season, you look at this as a kind of a trap game for you guys?
I just look at it that, you know, one, they got pride, even though they might be, I think, 4-9 or whatever, that they're still going to go out there and play. And two, I think they're going to use that as motivation to try to, you know, spoil our chances from going to the playoffs.
If someone asked you what would make Mike Zimmer a good head coach, what would you say?
Say it again?
What would make Mike Zimmer a good head coach or a potential head coaching candidate?
I think Mike Zimmer, he's a good coach. He knows how to get players fired up and are ready to go each and every Sunday.
You guys flopped the 1 and the 3 in the middle of the line a lot. I mean, but you're going to be up against Mathis. He's one of the guys who's been there all year for the Eagles. He's been perhaps their most consistent offensive lineman. What do you know about him, and how do you see him as somebody to go up against?
He's a good lineman, good and physical, fast. He's not heavy, but he's fast, and he knows how to basically in pass rush. He knows how to basically get his hands underneath you and lock you down so you can't get to the quarterback. So it's gonna be a good challenge against him.
If I could ask you about a young guy on your defensive line named Devin Still, you know what you've kind of noticed from him. I know he hasn't played much lately and everything, but like what kind of things you try to tell him at all?
I just tell him, you know, he wants to play, so I just tell him each and every week to keep his head up, and you know, you're not playing right now. That just basically the games that you see us playing in, basically take mental reps and basically just keep learning, keep getting better. Because I mean, out there in the practice field, he's getting better and better each and every day. So, and I just tell him to make sure you just stay focused and keep grinding.
Guys, I was gonna say, I mean, obviously you guys are pretty deep at defensive line. So, I mean, is this kind of like a good opportunity for him to learn as much as he can?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good opportunity because you got guys like me, Domital Pecco, Pat Sims, and we're teaching him and showing him, you know, how to do everything right. So basically, come next year when we're all fighting for jobs, that he can go out there and perform to his best ability.
You got, as he mentioned, you guys obviously have a deep, talented defensive line. You're tops in the league in sacks. Is that just a function of having so many different guys who can get after the quarterback? What's been the success, the key to that success?
The key to that success is basically rushing as a unit and not taking selfish rushes. So basically try to the DMs try to make sure the quarterback doesn't get out of contain and us pushing the pocket so he can't step up. So, you know, we just try to all rush as a unit. And when the one guy gets tired, we got another guy that can do just as good of a job. And so that's why we roll like we do.
People always say for these Thursday games that the defense should have an advantage over offenses because, you know, game planning is so important for an offense and you guys can kind of just go out and do your thing. Do you see it that way as well? Could these be are these defensive games really, these Thursday games?
This will be my first Thursday game, so we'll see.
Gino, how well did you know Brandon Boykin at Georgia?
I know him pretty well. We played, 2 years together at Georgia. He's a good guy.
What's your scouting report on him?
Hmm?
What's your scouting report on Brandon?
I don't know. He's on offense. I mean, he's on defense. I don't know. I'm not in the offensive room, so.